There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We are joined right now by our buddy, newest Sportsnet Pittsburgh analyst, big time, Tyler Kennedy. TK, what's up, man?
Not much, boys. It's good to be back in the saddle talking about hockey.
And doing it with your mug on TV. How about that?
Yeah, well, you know, they said I had a face for radio, but look where I am now, boys. I'm on TV.
All right, TK, I also hear you're playing in a charity basketball game tonight with Neil Walker.
Yes, I'm doing Hopes for Hospice tonight, and yeah, Neil's there, Eric Tangredi. It was fun, and like last year, the biggest thing I think I learned, even Dorn was there, and how athletic football players are. I felt like I had like no moves out there. I was like a fish out of water, and like all those ex-NFL guys were buzzing around like playing ball, you know, and I'm like, wow. My Canadian's really coming out in me right now because I don't know what's going on, you know?
I'll tell you when you did know what was going on was last year. You were the only guy saying, I don't know about this Erik Karlsson thing. So you were prescient in that regard. You saw the future. What do you think about this year's squad, TK?
Well, I think this year's squad is not too much different from last year. I think the one thing that I think can help them this year is guys getting their – you know, getting their second year going, you know, getting their one first year under their belt. I think, you know, when you think of Karlsson, like we need more from him. We need him to play the full year like he played the last 10 to 15 games. I think Graves has to find his rhythm. I think he's got to be that stay-at-home Scuderi-like guy that they can rely on and really put him out in when we need to shut the other team down. I think Raquel's got to find his scoring touch. I just think stuff like that is really going to help them win a couple more games. You know, how many times, I think the last 2 years where they didn't make playoffs, they were out of the playoffs by one game or two games. And I think if you get those guys going and play in the right direction, that will push them over the top because I don't think the division's getting any easier. Like you think of Jersey, they didn't make it last year. Like they're going to be in the playoffs this year. They have too strong a team. They really added on this year. They're going to be strong. New York's strong. Islanders, you never know, but with their new coach, Roy, being under like a year under his belt, I think they're going to have a better team. Philly, I think they're got better, but they're not as good. So there's a lot of different things that have to happen for them to have a good year. But I'm still optimistic. I still think they're going to make playoffs. I think that's the goal this year.
The power play was a huge component to the losing last year. You go into the year, you add Carlson, you think that the power play unit would be the strongest unit. They fire Reardon, they hire Dan Quinn. TK, how can this power play be successful? How can they improve from last year to this year now underneath a different mindset of Dan Quinn?
Well, I think the biggest thing when I watched preseason, what I really, really liked was Sid in the middle, because he's the only guy that can dish and he's got vision on both sides. You know, during the preseason, he was in the middle and he was dishing to Raquel. He was dishing to Gino. And again, I don't think there's anyone that can move the puck on their forehand and backhand as good as Sid and with the vision. So I think that'll help a lot putting him there. I think the one other thing is getting Raquel to shoot the puck. You know, you need a guy, you need a goal scorer on the flanks, you know, on the sidewalls, what we call them, what we used to call them flanks. You know, you need guys that are a scoring threat that can come down and shoot the puck and score. You know, they can beat a goalie one-on-one. And you see last preseason game, Raquel did that, and I think it's built his confidence. And throughout training camp, you can tell he's come in and he's got a different mindset this year. He's more confident. He's hanging on to pucks. He's shooting pucks. So I think that will really help their power play this year. And again, just don't work in the other penalty kill. You know, every team I ever played on, from the Penguins to Jersey to the Islanders to the Sharks, there was always one common message, and it was outwork their penalty kill. And I thought last year, sometimes they didn't outwork the penalty kill, and it kicked them in the butt. They'd either get scored on or they wouldn't get no shots. So I think a couple of those things will really help them get back on the right track and get that power play going. Because again, for them to have a successful year, they need all parts spinning. You know, they need everyone contributing. They need everyone buying in. They need the power play buzzing. They need the penalty kill blocking shots and doing well. And that's how they're going to get in the playoffs this year.
Last thing here for you, TK. 3-on-3 overtime, they really struggled last year. And you hear that they didn't practice it an awful lot. I know you guys under Disco Dan Bylsma, you guys would do the shootout every single day. You think they might change that up this year? A little more 3-on-3 work?
I hope so. You know, again, like when you lose by, or you know, you don't make playoffs by 1 or 2 points, those overtime wins mean they're huge. You know, that can push you over the top. And surprisingly, them not practicing it, and I'm not sure if there's other things that they have to focus on, because there's probably, like, you know, you only have a real month to get ready for the season, and I'm not sure if that's at the top of the list, but that would be a big one for me. But again, when we played for Dan, the one thing we'd always do shootouts, and we knew every player knew where they were in kind of the pecking order of the shootout, like shootout line, you know, and guys just worked on their shootout move more, you know, like, I don't know how, like Chris Letang was so good at shootouts because he did it every second day on Marc-Andre Fleury. You know, we had a bunch of guys, and personally, I just like, it was just fun part of the year. You know, we used to do it the mustache boy, you know, and that's what we do. The guy who didn't score on the shootout at the end of practice, he'd have to grow a mustache at the end, you know, for a month. And that's what made it so fun to play for Dan. And it was kind of that undercover teaching us what our move was. So that's a big thing that Dan used to like to do. And again, I'm not sure how Sullivan runs his practices, but you would think with how last year went, he'd start implementing all those little, you know, tendencies during the practices.
TK, get the makeup out, man, for your TV debut.
Boys, I'm going to... I'm more worried about my buddies chirping me than anyone else. You know, it's never anyone else. It's more your buddies, because, you know, you get off and you know your buddies are going to be calling you and texting you and just giving it to you if you screw up at all. But I'm excited, boys. I enjoy talking hockey. I enjoy, you know, being around Jay Caulfield and, you know, again, just talking good hockey.
Well, you're going to do great at it. We
yes,
know
you
that.
Are.
We love having you on, TK. Enjoy yourself, and we'll talk soon, okay?
All right. Thanks, boys. Have a good day.
You too. It was all uphill for TK, man. Yeah,
he's pumped.
He is pumped.
He should be.
He's going to have to wear the makeup, though.
You think?
Not because of the way he looks, but because everyone. You're on TV, you got to wear the makeup.
Got to wear makeup.
Yeah. Like, did you put makeup on before Channel 11?
No.
Oh. I'm always afraid the lights are going to wash me out.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Little blush.
You probably like to put on makeup.
I haven't done it whenever I do TV now, but back in the day.
Yeah, how you do?
In college, I would wear makeup. For the TV broadcast.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.